This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
There was probably, whenever you and I were texting, I think I seriously sat here for a few minutes, and I was actually sad that Braxton Lee was gone.
Oh, man.
How do you handle that?
You and me both. I don't know. And you could tell in the – I was talking with Grant Kay, our starting third baseman, down at Panther practice yesterday, and I said, no, this is the beginning of the Braxton Lee-less era, and he was still bumming because apparently Braxton's one of his best friends. And I know that all the guys are happy for him, though. It was funny. After the game, how fitting that he got ejected in his final game as a Biscuit. It's almost like he knew it was coming. But I went down there after the game, and, you know, they're blasting, you know, hit the road, Jack, and everyone's just having a good time with him because they're happy for him. And, you know, when I talked to R.C. Lichtenstein about it, he said it's a big loss, but you think about what this guy's done in over a year. He hit .209 for the Biscuits last season and just had a horrendous time at the plate. He was still playing amazing defensively out there in center field. But flash forward a year where now he's hitting .321. He's got the best batting average in the Southern League. He's hitting over 100 points higher than he did last season. And he got traded for Hechavarria, who's a heck of a shortstop. And as R.C. said, this is the opportunity that he has created for himself this season. So I couldn't be happier for him. He is a stand-up guy. It's going to be really weird facing him if he's still at Jacksonville, because I quite frankly think he has a good shot to move up to AAA pretty quickly, the way the Marlins go about using their players and calling them up. And I know he's better than Ichiro right now. No offense to him, one of the greatest hitters of all time.
Have you ever hated somebody that much that you were that excited when something like this happened to him?
Phil Fulmer.
Oh, my God. Is Phil Fulmer the answer for everything for you?
Kind of.
So the police officer pulled you over. Have you ever hated anybody more than that police officer? Phil Fulmer. Phil Fulmer right now. That airplane ride was a little shaky. Phil Fulmer, he did it. It was him. I'm sure he was on the plane somewhere.
We did meet that nice Vol fan today that gave me a big go Vols at the breakfast this morning, though.
Yes. Russell and I, we spoke at a breakfast this morning at 7 a.m.
The Good Morning Kiwanis Club.
Yeah, the Good Morning Kiwanis Club breakfast. And honestly, I had no clue what to talk about.
No, I didn't either. But I thought we did an okay job. And what, we talked about 20 minutes or so?
We did. We talked about a good 20 minutes. What's bad, or I say what's funny about it is I'm not kidding when I say that I walked away and everybody's walking up to us saying, oh, you did a good job. Good job. I really enjoyed it. And I'm thinking to myself the whole time, did they? You know how you tell people that stuff? Like where you're like, man, you know, that was awesome. You know, really, you know, thanks for coming by. It was awesome. And in the same time, you're like, I'm just being nice.
I think they generally enjoyed it.
Well, I hope they did. I seriously did. Now, we were invited to talk about the show, Sports Talk Radio, all that sort of stuff. And Russell was really cool. I honestly, no joke, and I learned this for the very first time today, that when I asked you to fill in for those 2 days while I was down in Panama City Beach at HIPCB, I had no clue you had never hosted by yourself before. Out of all those times.
Oh, really?
No, seriously, I had no idea.
Yeah. No, yeah, that was the you should have seen Joe's face. He's like, really?
I was sitting there at the table and he said that. I went, wait, seriously? Like, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I
would've... that was first time. I mean, I had done the show... I want to say I'd done the show here before when Barry was somewhere else.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I had.
Would you like to know how much the Braves are paying Bartolo Colon to not play for them the rest of the year?
I know the total compensation was $12.5
million. $12.5
million. I saw that. See, Google's a great thing. Google's a really great thing because, you know, I looked it up and, yeah, Bartolo, off the AJC, right? So did he make $12.5 million this year, or is that what
contract was $12.5 million, and baseball is not like basketball or football more specifically, where you can just cut the contract and don't get guaranteed money.
It's
guaranteed.
So he got paid $6.25 million per win. He got paid a little less than $1 million a start. And if my math is right, he got paid $1.5 million per earned run, averaged.
Right.
Because he had an 8.15 ERA.
Amazing ERA.
And he's 44. What are the Braves? I mean,
Look, all it was is he was supposed to be an innings eater. The thing
he
is,
he ate the innings.
Oh, he ate a lot.
He ate the donuts. He ate the innings. He ate the bacon.
The thing about Bartolo is that the Braves' purpose whenever they signed him was different as than what their purpose is on June 29th, 2017.
Well, they thought that they were going to be 8, 10, 12 games below 500, nowhere close to a race, and they're in a race now.
Yeah, they're now in a race, and they didn't expect to go up to Washington and win 2 of 3. They didn't expect to be where they are, but at the same time, the Braves upper management is sitting there going, if we could just not lose the games that Colon and Julio Teheran pitch, we're good. We'd be in first place right now if we hadn't lost the games at Bartolo and Julio pitched, or if they didn't pitch those games. But the answer is, for the rest of the season, he is going to get $6.42 million to not pitch for the Atlanta Braves. He has already been paid $6.8 million.
Your city, your station, your voice. This is The Fallout on Sports Radio 740.